Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
It is 640. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. We all need to start 2018 on the right foot. I'm talking mind, body, and spirit. How do we do it? That's where our next guest comes in. He's a yoga master, a martial arts expert, a specialist. He could just rip off our necks right now. And a nutrition and life coach. It's Corey Thomas. Thanks for coming in today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Liberty. What is Liberty Chicago?
Liberty Chicago is really something that has been on my mind for a long time, and it's just come out of necessity. I think that, you know, I started a yoga center in 2007. I've been taking yoga and going to the gym for a long time, and I'd find that, you know, people then said, where are we going to go to after this? And, you know, Liberty is that place you can come to where it's not just a membership where you can only get in if you're a member. It's like anybody can come in. You know, we have the herbal cocktail bar, the food, and then we have yoga also. So we have a mix of a lot of different things, more of like a holistic health community.
Let me ask Andy first. How's your chakra?
Excuse me?
I saw the colors vibrating. He's pulsating, not levitating, like, off of his seat.
Okay. I just learned about chakra about 3 weeks ago. What is chakra? What is this?
They're just different energy centers throughout the body. And it's interesting because a lot of people with yoga want to get into this stuff right away. And it's great. It's really a deeper level of it. You know, where the most important thing is just coming in and experiencing your body and connecting with that. People want to get into these deep concepts.
You have seven chakras in the human body, right?
Mm-hmm.
The head, the third eye. What's the third eye? What is that?
It's really where your pineal gland is, and it's, you know, where people awaken is what they look at.
The throat?
Yes.
Your heart?
Mm-hmm.
The spleen. Why the spleen?
Well, it's in your abdominal, and then you have, you know, your root chakra, the muladhara, so they the Sanskrit. And each area they look at, so like somebody maybe where they have a blockage in their throat chakra is like somebody has a difficult time expressing themselves. So they look at the correlation between things that are going on within you and that particular area.
The solar plexus and the root chakra, what is that?
Yeah, for grounding, that's your muladhara, or like the solar plexus, your heart chakra. So in looking at each of these areas, again, where, you know, people have maybe challenges with love or how to express self-love or love with others, you know, you'd look at the solar plexus, things like that.
This guy doesn't believe in anything. I love all of it. How do you explain to people like Andy that what are you talking about?
Because the thing for me, too, I mean, is, you know, yoga for someone in my lack of shape and inflexibility is kind of intimidating. I mean, it seems like it's very intimidating to walk into a class and sit there and try to keep up.
You know, I think that's what it is. The problem is there's this image of what it is. And so a lot of people really don't know. It's like those old fitness commercials where they show everybody's in great shape and then you're intimidated to walk in the gym. You remember they had those commercials?
Yeah, of course.
It's the top 2% of the U.S. in this commercial. And it's the same thing with yoga where people talk about inflexibility. It's like, well, that's how you become flexible. Plus, you know, the bigger part of it is that, you know, the bending and stretching or the asana, physical practice of yoga, is only one small part of it anyway.
Okay.
Do everything at your own pace. Yeah. Right? You don't have to go in the class and be able to do the, you know, the stretches. And I can barely do anything. I have the flexibility of a 72-year-old man. But someone told me, before you go to a yoga class, and that was one of my resolutions last year, and I did it for 2 months, and of course I fell off, but it's on my list again this year. Watch a 10-minute video on YouTube and kind of start doing that. Because you got YouTube on your phone, and then you go. So you don't feel intimidated. So at least you have some type of visual, because everyone needs a visual. Right, Corey?
You know, I feel that, you know, people, a lot of it is in the mind. Like, you go in there in an intimidated state, but what is there really to be intimidated by? You know, it's a self-practice anyway. So, you know, you just get better by doing it. You know, you should be intimidated to not better yourself. You know, that would be more intimidating or more fearful of not, you know, being in a better place. I'd be more fearful of, you know, getting worse off over time and not doing anything. And
right. We're all afraid of the unknown. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And I find, especially with men are very intimidated to go in there. And it's interesting to me because, you know, when guys come in, they're like, I don't want to be the only guy here. And it's kind of like one of those things about, what are women really going to say? That, like, oh my gosh, this guy, like, he's not touching his toes. What, you know?
What did I tell you? What's today? Thursday? What did I tell you on Tuesday about taking classes? Well, you're a single guy.
Yeah, I know.
It's, I go, you want to be the only guy in the class.
And, you know, dominate the class.
And what I've found, because I love taking classes now in the last few years, if you're the only guy, if there's only three guys, women embrace that. You know, you become, I don't know, it seems much easier.
Well, I think so, too. And what it is that, you know, women and men's bodies are just different in a lot of our backgrounds, where there's a lot more women that have a background in dance or ballet, gymnastics. So they come in with a degree of flexibility, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily good at yoga. And so guys come in, and a lot of guys are, you know, more into the physical types of things and sports and have football injuries and things like this. And I think the bigger part of yoga isn't doing the pose, it's overcoming that intimidation. Because a big part of yoga is the mind. So when you could go into it with an open mind saying, I'm going to do whatever I can do, and I'm okay with that. That's more of a success than you balancing on your fingertips and feet in the air and all of this stuff, you know?
I got a buddy that played college football. He was an offensive guard. He had back problems his entire life. And 4 years ago, he started taking yoga. He's like, Pete, it changed my life. I mean, it's all about your core, but... As you get older, especially guys, I feel like we all have back problems.
Well, it's life. It's the way we sleep. You know, we sit so many hours every day, and then people watch a few hours of TV, so we're
hunch over.
Oh, totally.
So we're always hunching over. Yeah,
computers.
Yeah, and I think that with guys, all it is, too, is that it's just doing something different. And, you know, for yoga, it's great. You connect in different ways with yourself, and within the community, it's a little bit different, because when you can break down your mind and just say, listen, I'm going to go in there and let the class be what it is, and then you come in there and you come out and you have all these people around you that are feeling amazing, and I have a positive mindset and a positive attitude, you know, there is really no failure in a class.
What do you say to the guy that's driving on the Dan Ryan right now saying to himself, I'll never take a yoga class? What do you say to that guy?
You have to overcome your mind, because, you know, what is your fear? You know, a lot of guys, it's like, it is that intimidation of looking vulnerable in front of women, I believe, and they don't want to be shown up by someone. And it's like, well, how can you be good at something you've never done?
Yeah, good point.
Corey Thomas in studio with us, Liberty Chicago. What's the website?
It's Liberty Chicago, LIVITY Chicago.com.
That's pretty easy. Raj, we'll get to your question, but first we got to do traffic, okay?
Not a problem.
All right.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
LIVITY Chicago.com, 650. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. In studio with us is Corey Kelly. I was calling you Corey Thomas. Thomas is your middle name.
Yes.
Corey Kelly, Liberty Chicago. We've been talking about yoga. I have a question, but first, Raj, what'd you have for Corey?
Well, a long time ago, I thought I'd try to get a center to my life, so I signed up for some Tai Chi classes, and I'm wondering what the comparison is between yoga and that, because a lot of people think Tai Chi is a defensive fighting thing, but it's more centering.
You know, it's really interesting. I studied Tai Chi, and we do have Tai Chi at Liberty. And what's interesting is one day somebody asked how it was practical, and the teacher I was studying with was almost 80 years old, and he showed you how it can be self-defensive when you're using it. But I actually teach a class. It's an energetic self-defense class with Tai Chi as its foundation, teaching you how to really slow yourself down and, you know, work with the energy that's around you. So when... And this is a great segue into the yoga, where it works with your mind. I had done Tai Chi before yoga. And with Tai Chi, it really is about learning to slow your movements down, slowing your mind down, connecting with the moment. And where that's really applicable is you look at something like football. You take these college athletes that are exceptional, you put them in the pros, and everybody's really fast. The game goes too fast for them because they've not learned how to slow their mind down. When you learn to slow your mind down, you see everything coming no matter how fast it is, almost like that Matrix.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because yoga, you think stretching, but it's about calming your mind. When was the last time you went into a room and just relaxed and calmed your mind? Nobody does that.
You know, there's a real big misconception. People think that you need to, like, be sitting there and have your mind totally clear and be up in the mountains and all this.
You know, try to clear your mind. Nobody can do that.
Well, I was in a yoga class one time, and the teacher says, think about nothing. I'm like, think? When you said think, you're telling me to think about nothing.
Right.
It's like that scene in Ghostbusters, you know, like, don't think about anything. You think about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man coming at you.
Yep.
So I think that the bigger part of it is that people don't realize they're already doing it. They're doing it when they're listening listening to a song. They're doing it when they're, you know, maybe playing basketball or painting or doing something with your kids or your family that you just feel, you know, decorating your Christmas tree. You know, that could be something that's meditative for you, and where you're just sitting there and you're just totally in that moment.
Do you see a bigger need for it too now? I mean, especially these days with technology being what it is. I mean, I was telling you in the break. I mean, I can't. I have my iPhone on my hand pretty much all day, all night. I've got my iPad that's right on the nightstand right by my bed. I mean, it almost seems like people need this more now because of the fact that you're so tied into all that stuff.
Yeah, the faster everything goes, the more we have the need to slow our minds down. And I think that, you know, people need to really find the outlet that works best for them. And whether it is something painting or whether it's doing Tai Chi or yoga, you know, they've got to start somewhere. And over time, it's one of those things where you can actually just sit there and learn to breathe. And by doing this, you can start to learn to focus yourself a lot more. And that's one of the big things about Liberty. It's creating a holistic community where you can just come in there and it's like there's no need for your phone right now. Turn your left, turn your right. You're going to meet somebody absolutely amazing.
Corey, what do you think about the meditation apps? Have you tried any of those? Because I tried one and I know they're a little kooky, but, you know, you have somebody telling you, okay, just breathe, relax, think about something peaceful, you know?
You know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with what works for each individual. You know, so if an app works for somebody and that's their access, not everybody has access to something. In Chicago, we have a lot of great, you know, amazing places for meditation and Tai Chi and yoga and a lot of other things. And not everybody has that access. So if the app is the best access you have, then go with it.
Are you an athlete? Did you play ball? You look like an athlete. Doesn't he? He looks like a basketball player.
You know, I've always been involved in sports, and, you know, big thing for me doing theater and doing a lot of, you know, community types of things has been, you know, I've been very diverse with my background, art.
When did you decide to open this place?
You know what? Many years ago. And it was just finding the right place, and, you know, I was really patient with it. And then, you know, it was literally, I was like, okay, I'm done looking for a little while, and my friend tells me I was teaching a yoga class, and there's about 40 people in the class. He came in, and one after another, he saw them. People coming, I feel amazing, thank you. He said, just go look one more time. And I did, and Liberty was there. And, it, you know, I walked into the place, and, you know, I've been in the restaurant business a long time, and there's, you know, a restaurant there, and there's a bar there, and there's a big open space. So it was all coming together to have this, you know, thing. It was beyond what I ever imagined.
What is the herb cafe that you mentioned, or what was it?
Yeah, we have herbal tonics and kombuchas on tap. And
so what do those do?
You know what they, you know, it creates a social, you know, I think, avenue for people to where we have like these drinks. People refer to them as a mocktail, but it's really a drink. It just doesn't have alcohol. And it creates that outlet. And especially there's a lot of people that don't drink or people that have challenges, you know, in their past with alcohol and the bar environment. So what I think is what's important for people is that familiarity. You know, when you go into somewhere, what's your options at night, especially for someone single? What do? Let's go for coffee. So you're going to go there, stimulate yourself with some caffeine, and then sit there and listen to some music that you're just like, it's not really entertaining. You're like, let's have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and you're stimulated and relaxed. And so I think that having a great social outlet is what it is. So it looks, smells, sounds like, you know, for people. So you have this, you know, it's something on tap that you're used to getting something on tap, but it's a lot healthier for you.
I love it. Corey Kelly, libitychicago.com, and all the information is right on the website.
Yes, LIVITY Chicago.com, and we're gonna have some pictures soon with the two of you guys in there bending, stretching, and again, just come. All it is come in there.
Just show up. I feel like this, 95% is just showing up, and once you're there, you're gonna be pleasantly surprised.
Right? You know, and then it's showing up and just coming back. And don't worry, I'll be like your yoga wingman over here. So if you're coming here, if we're the only guys in the room, it's cool.
There's your wingman.
Yeah, I'm your yoga wing guy over here.
I love it. Yeah. Corey Kelly, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
It's 720 WGN.